Many of us associate weddings with sunny skies and fair weather. But not long ago, 100 people showed up in the middle of a snowstorm to explore eco-friendly wedding ideas. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the story of a sustainably minded wedding expo.
When Mary Beth Crescent got married, she wanted to reduce her wedding's footprint on the environment. She instructed guests not to buy new clothes for the occasion. She bought decorations at thrift and rummage sales. And Crescent says to cut down on what would have to be washed or thrown away, each guest was allotted a single drinking glass.
So everyone had like their specialized jar, and we said, you get one jar, you break it, you lose it, you're not going to drink for the night. So everyone cut theirs.
Crescent says she achieved her goal. She shared her wedding with the 90 people closest to her, and they created very little waste.
A normal-sized trash can that you see outside of a garage, it was maybe a fourth full, if that. Even in recycling, we had barely anything. So
when she became facility rental coordinator at the Urban Ecology Center on Milwaukee's east side, just above the Milwaukee River, Crescent says she carried an image in her head.
In 1 year of average American weddings total in the United States, the amount of waste that is produced is the same weight as the Empire State Building.
Crescent decided to spread her eco-minded philosophy by teaching couples how they can drive down wedding waste. She handpicked 17 vendors for a recent expo at the Urban Ecology Center. With live music wafting through the air, about 100 people checked out the vendors, sipping brandy old fashions and non-alcoholic berry punch. Some stopped at a booth run by the Center for Biological Diversity, where Sarah Bailey shared her two cents on stresses that weddings can exert on the environment.
The two biggest components being travel, like where your wedding is and where all your guests are going to have to travel to, and food.
You can calculate the impacts of your projected travel and menu choices by using an online wildlife-friendly wedding guide Bailey's team designed.
You can get a rose to have a really straight 2 foot
Not far away, native flower expert Michaela Rosenthal was holding a workshop. A room full of people wanted to learn about the art of creating sustainable wedding bouquets. Rosenthal flashed images of her favorites on a screen.
Black-eyed Susans and brown-eyed Susans, they last for weeks, and many people have them in their very own garden.
If you're having a winter wedding, Rosenthal suggested alternatives to flying flowers in from far-flung places.
We actually have some really beautiful options that come from our native landscape. Don't be afraid to also use conifers. Evergreens are also really beautiful, really striking in the wintertime. Why not use our natural green?
Nearby, photography team Michelle and Patrick Strom weren't just touting their great shots at the expo. They cater to couples who plan to serve vegetarian or vegan menus at receptions, saying those choices are better for the planet. The photographers said they'd give couples a substantial discount if they're going meatless.
As wedding photographers and anyone who works in the wedding industry, you will see at the end of the day there's so much food that goes to waste. Unfortunately, and if that's all animal, that's just really unfortunate.
David Gackstetter and Tracy Wilcox, who are getting married in September, made their way through the entire expo. They seemed at that moment to be teetering on the edge of oversaturation, but said they also were excited about what they learned.
So florals, we had a really great talk and learned a lot about what was like in season, out of season, all of the logistics that go into the flower business.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
I'd never even thought about all the transportation and stuff.
Yeah.
So I've been learning a lot, and it's making me feel better now.
And makes you feel better.
Aware.
Oh, because you're more aware.
Yeah, more aware. Yeah. And now I'm glad that we're not just doing a bunch of waste, stuff we're going to throw away at the end of it.
The couple is figuring out how the day of their dreams can create more joy and less waste. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.